2023 cropping plans are being made. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor reports.
Brevant Seeds Area Business Development Manager Ashley Bergthold says there's been a shift to E3 soybeans for farmers.
I know across the whole corn growing belt, we've really had good performance, even in some of those tougher acres where maybe the yields weren't what farmers expected, but our products hung in there. We have everything from really productive products that can do good under irrigation to products that can be planted at lower populations to handle some more of those drought type conditions. The one thing that we have seen farmers kind of changing to, and we're really talking a lot about with our retail customers, is the E3 soybean platform. You get three different herbicides that you can use with that program, so it gives farmers a lot of flexibility to fight those tough can control weeds. So that's really like one thing that we are talking a lot with our retail customers and farmer customers about this year.
And Bergthold says tar spot was a challenge for many growers this year.
This was a big year for tar spot. It seemed to be coming up in a lot of conversations that we're having with growers and our agronomy professionals are having with growers. I would say the big things that stand out in my mind when we talk about tar spot is one is just genetic tolerance. And we are really lucky that our genetics through Corteva and Brevant have done pretty well on tar spot. We have a lot of data to kind of back that up and have a lot of testimonials from growers in the field. You know, the other thing is, and being part of Corteva, is that we do have access to fungicides. And that seems to be one way to control that is to spray those fungicides.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.